producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To watch you pick it up.
And yeah. That's disgusting. Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here with us. We are partying, as we normally do, sort of bedtime stories for some and morning stories for others. The White House has disagreed with the FBI director, Mr. James Comey's notion that pervasive cell phone footage featuring police actions has led to an uptick in violent crime. I agree with him. Mm-hmm. I think it has. So the White House doesn't like that, though. And then on top
of
that,
they wanted to be guns, is what they wanted.
Right. Well, but on top of that, this latest video from Columbia, South Carolina, is going to also increase the heat on this discussion. Whether you take a position that is pro-white, pro-black, it's unfortunate that these things are ending up as part of the conversation, because there ought to just be an officer doing his job properly or improperly and not have it be white and black. But of course, unfortunately, today everything has some racial connotation, racial overtone, racial movement. It's all about race.
Everybody's a racist.
And it isn't really all about racism. I did think, though, the comments that that came up regarding the footage and the fact that law enforcement leaders across the country think the news media is behind all of this. More shootings, more killings, more of the bad stuff because of the frequency of these things being documented on smartphones and then being released in the news media. It's a sign of the times.
It
just is a sign of the times. But can we do something about having less of this? Does calling more attention to it bring around a change? So far, I would say minimally yes to that, because some police need to be not police. Some police need to be trained better. Some police are judged unfairly as well. So there's this, but it's become this whole thing. It's kind of like all of the studies. See, Black Lives Matter. Okay, where's the White Lives Matter? And why is it Black Lives? Why is it not just life matters? Lives matter. Humans matter. People matter.
Yeah, but remember how much trouble Martin O'Malley got into for saying that?
Yeah. The argument is that whites don't get picked on or abused by the police, so there's no issue.
Every time I get stopped by a policeman, I feel abused and picked on.
Have you been beaten?
Have
you been arrested, chained, handcuffed and arrested? And
I have been handcuffed and arrested. I've not been shot at, no.
Right.
No. You?
Handcuffed and arrested, yes. By black cops.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't get. I haven't. Maybe this is more of a male. Maybe this is more of a male-female thing.
Yeah.
Because I have never felt that way in my entire life. Now, I will fully
admit. You've never been stopped?
I've been stopped, but it was because.
Open up your blouse.
Please. No, it's because I'm totally sexist and maybe true. But no, I've never felt.
You're the one who told me that's what you did.
I have never said
yes,
that.
Yes, you have.
Never.
Richie, back me up on that.
Yes, you did.
I'm a goody-goody. Yeah. I don't do things.
Yeah, but you're also a flirt.
Yeah, okay. Keep going.
Okay, I don't flirt with the officer, though. I put my hands up
and
on
you
the
know
steering
you've got
wheel.
Boom, chicka, boom, boom.
Well,
going on.
That I can't help. If they happen to take a wayward glance, what am I going to do to deny the poor guy? Give me a break.
All right.
But what I'm saying is when you act respectfully, I mean, I would guess, Dougie, that maybe you feel abused by an officer because you might just spew a little attitude.
Me?
Because you don't like the really? Police. So you get pulled over and you're ticked.
Doug does not like authority at all. Mm. And will fight authority.
Mostly because I don't like authority because mostly it's abused. Look at the way it's used. Look at the way that we're kicked around by the tax system.
Authority is abused.
Yes, I can.
Authority is abusive.
But
you also know how to. You have to know how to work the system.
Exactly what I'm getting at.
Fight it. You just go. You're not gonna get me.
I'm getting a little more.
Instead of going, hey, officer, how are you today? Gosh, you look good today, officer.
Would you like to look at my boom shaker boom boom?
You're really doing a good job today, officer. And then the guy walks away, and you're like, sucker, I played you.
Well, I don't think I ever play anybody, but look, I'm nice and I'm respectful. And yeah, sometimes I've gotten a ticket because I've done something wrong, and I have done something wrong, but I've never felt persecuted. And I really feel it's because we don't teach our kids how to respect authority anymore. How many times have I said this? When kids are getting pulled over
and
shot.
It's all about the home. I agree with you.
It's because they aren't taught to just relax and take the arrest and fight it when you have the moment to fight it, not when you're in the heat of the moment. It's ridiculous. People are dying because of it.
You are taught when you go to school, you do not backtalk the teacher. You listen to the teacher when they say something. In my house, when I say something, you don't argue with me. This is it. Okay? I'm the boss. I'm the authority in my house, my wife and I. And one of my son's best friends is a brilliant kid. Mm-hmm. But their parents are kind of like you, Doug, where it's kind of like, you know, the whole medical system, the political system, the police, this or that or whatever. And the kid learns to mock authority. So then
my son is the same as I am.
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
My daughter's not.
But then when the parents go to try and...
But he was very respectful in school and is very respectful to people. It's just that what works with him in his mind, I'm not necessarily, although I try a little... I think that there has to be... Wait, hold on a second. Here's what... Okay. You earn somebody's respect. Exactly. You're not required to respect me because I'm your boss.
But here's what you have to, okay, yes, I agree with you. You earn people's respect. But when I'm just meeting you on the street, I have to give you respect until you prove to me that you don't deserve
trust
it.
Trust maybe, respect. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, it's like you can't just have a chip on your shoulder going, well, why not, Doug?
Why not respect people out of common courtesy?
I think it's words, it's semantics, it's respect versus
why not show
other
everybody
words?
Kindness until they
oh,
say
I think
you
I do.
Shouldn't.
I think we do.
I think if somebody walks up to you with a badge, you do not.
If somebody walks up to me with a badge, I avoid him. I go around
him. That's a smart thing.
I stay away from him. I don't want to be involved. I don't have regard because I think too many times all of this stuff has been abused. The fact that there are revenue enhancement officers with badges out there instead of protecting and serving,
so
they're out there
the
to grab
side for you
money.
For a second, okay?
That's fine. Which side? You're the revenue enhancement officer? You're going to take that side?
I'm my brother. My brother, the cop.
Your brother's not a revenue enhancement officer. He's there to keep the peace of the school.
He writes tickets.
He does, too?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? So, and every day he goes out on the street. Let's say this. I go out on the street, and every person that walks up to me automatically thinks. And I know this because I used to be a used car salesman. Okay? I was in the used car business. And every person that walks up to you all automatically has a negative attitude.
How did that start? How did that start with me?
Automatically.
Why? You don't know me.
You don't know what I'm going to do with you. You need a car, I'm going to help you get a car. You need to be safe, I'm going to help protect you with the movie. So if you walk up...
I don't feel safer or more protected when there's policemen around me. I just don't.
Well, then maybe they shouldn't protect you.
They don't. I don't have any protection from people. What do you do?
I would say that that's wrong because when your barn collapsed, they were out there helping you.
It wasn't the police weren't. The firemen were.
And law
the Department of Public Works. But the police... Here's the thing.
What I'm saying is the reason they have a negative attitude is because of people like you always saying...
It's always my fault.
Well, and then you're going to turn it around and say the reason you have a negative attitude is because...
So where does it stop?
Exactly. That's the problem. That's what we're in right now is this spiral. Somebody has got to make a decision to say, look, look, yes, there's been some wrongdoing, but you know what? The wrongdoing ticks me off because it's making me as a police officer look bad, and there also has to be a cultural shift.
So here's, here's my example. No, sorry, no. No, no, no. Not
to be a
questioning. Here's the example. When I was arrested that day, I was completely in the right. He was completely in the wrong. And yet the attitude that was demonstrated before I got to the police station, where these guys realized that I knew the chief and his assistant, and it wasn't what I knew, and it wasn't that I knew them. It was that they knew that they had made a mistake. And by that time, they were concerned because they had made a mistake. They never came to me and apologized. I went through the system the way I was supposed to. I did everything that I was told to do. But the attitude that they had toward me because they had wrong information was outrageous. And there has been, before that and after that, other incidences where I just have washed my hands of wanting to be around. You know, one of my best friends in high school was the chief of police. He used to come on this program every week and talk about what was going on in modern police work. I have great respect for him.
I definitely see your point.
And the work that he did to upgrade police and the way that the public understood them. He used to, instead of issuing fines to people, his rule to the police was, when you stop somebody, give them a warning. If they're speeding, give them a warning. They go through a red light, give them a warning. Tell them, discuss with them why it is that you stopped them, and therefore, because they're not there, he got fired from his job as the police chief because the town manager wanted him to collect money from people that he stopped, and he said, no, we're not here to collect money. We're here to keep the peace and keep people safe. Part of my job is not to raise money for the general fund of the town of Framingham, and that's why I get fired. So do I have respect for him? Yes. Do I know him well? Yes. Do I think he's a good policeman? Yes. Do I think most people are like him? If he's able to train them and bring them around to his way of thinking and the other ways that modern police officers are trained, yes. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of skullduggery, a lot of meatheads, like the guys in Ferguson and elsewhere. Are they the majority? No. But unfortunately, nobody is taking the reins, as you're suggesting. I'm supposed to be the good guy here. Okay, to a point, I can do that. I can be pleasant. I can be all right. I can.
It just has to start somewhere. Like, they have to do their part. You have to do your part. I mean, you can't just expect them to do it and you not.
That's wisdom. That is wisdom. That's wisdom. 18 past the hour. Actually, it's 19 after on Good Day.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Here at Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
When you buy Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $3.49 a quart, you're not just buying the name on the bottle, you're buying the name on the door, on our shirt, that oil filter on aisle 4, and all the know-how that comes with it. So even though Napa Synthetic is now only $3.49 a quart, you know it's worth so much more. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/14/15.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
We'll be right back. $100,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'd like to know, 'cause here I go again.
I love you. One of the greatest expressions ever in any language. Is there a better expression?
No, the best.
To say I love you.
Bass line behind it.
Except for maybe the famous expression, you've won the lottery.
Paul McCartney, ladies and gentlemen, with the Wings and Silly Love Songs. All right, there's a comparison between Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger and some other rock stars of their era that are still performing and recording as men in their 70s. Meredith and I saw Ringo Starr last Friday night. He's 71, 72 years old. Pleases the crowd like you wouldn't believe. Richie, you missed out Todd Rundgren. It's the Ringo All-Star group.
Oh, sounds
Rundgren
cool.
Rundgren was in it. The lead singer from Mr. Mister, Toto. The keyboardist from Santana. It was fabulous.
I bet.
Got it. Still got it. These guys have still got it. They're making it,
yeah.
And making believers out of people who say, these guys, they can't entertain anymore. They're over 70. Bourgeois.
When I saw McCartney, was it 2-3 years ago now? Did not expect his voice to be as strong as it was. I mean, when he got up there and sang, Live and Let Die?
Yeah.
His voice sounded just like it
like
does
here. And by the way, Ringo sounds the same too, as far as I'm concerned. I can't see.
The beauty of Ringo is he never had a great voice.
No.
It doesn't really matter.
Not much to lose.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
But McCartney, and then there's guys like, let's see, Robert Plant.
Yeah.
No way you can sustain the voice he had in his 20s. Mm. Up in the air.
They paid a bit of a tribute to Robert Plant and the Ringo concert.
What would they do?
Ringo made some remarks about him. And what a great great star he was. So we got McCartney, you got Jagger, cool. You got all these other rock stars. And now here comes Rod Stewart, who celebrated his 70th birthday recently. He's got a new album out this week. It's called Another Country, 29th studio album. And mostly folk-influenced original songs. He lives in Beverly Hills, got a recording studio in his basement, and that's where he recorded all this music. I find him interesting because his star has dimmed and it's brightened. The first song he ever did that went to number one was Maggie May. That was about this time of year in 1971. In 1980, Rolling Stone magazine called him a bilious self-parody. But yet, he sells more records than ever. His sales soared back to the 70s levels with his introduction of a collection of 30s and 40s pop standards from Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, and the like. Sold 100 million albums. That one album. 100 million!
Wow.
Away from the music, he's known for his relationships with young, attractive models and actresses. Loves soccer. Has a big model railroad collection. Didn't know that. 4-year-old granddaughter. He likes to tour. Likes to spend time with his children and grandchild. He said, as you grow older, you become aware that you're running out of time. There's what Richie says all the time.
Yep.
The closer you get to the finish line.
Look back at the past, and that's what I brought out in my songs. I feel exactly the same way. I will not stop doing this radio program until I can't talk anymore or sing. I should probably be doing more singing on the air.
You know, it's probably okay, Dougie.
Yeah. You think?
Let it go.
I think it's okay.
Huh. Stick with the talking.
You're so good at the talking.
28 after.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yanda. Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden. Our solutions to problems. If you're just joining us, we're talking about what we ought to be like in a plain civil society, which we don't have anymore. The lady in my life with whom I choose to spend as much time as I possibly can suggests that we all ought to just be polite. She is very polite most of the time. She's none of us are perfect.
Did you say mostly polite?
No, most of the time she is. She's very polite. There are very few times that I would tell you that she is anything other than charming and personable, pleasant and polite. And every once in a while, I get she influences me and my attitude greatly. Sometimes I get a little grumpy. Sometimes she gets a little. We all get a little grumpy here and there. But she's very much a practitioner. And I'm not sure really whether, I guess I am sure, whether it was self-taught or not. I think you can choose to be whatever way you want to be. You can be conscious of it. She is, of the people that I know in life, she and my son are two who are very conscious of how they come across to the other person. How do other people, excuse me, view me? Whereas I have never really given to them one way or another.
I would say I'm like that. I always look at other
absolutely
people.
Absolutely.
I'm very empathetic.
Oh, absolutely.
Too.
Whereas McFadden isn't at all.
No. actually, no, I don't know. I think McFadden's very aware of how people view him.
Well, I'm
conscious
not sure
of it, but I find that
cares.
I don't care.
I'm more like me. Yeah. Well, but you don't go out of your way to get people who like you.
No,
and you might say that about me as well, although I think I'm more conscious of it now. And then you could examine, why aren't you? Why wouldn't you want people to like you? Why
I don't want to change who I am for you to like me.
Really? So you want to be a jerk forever then?
No, I think I'm a likable guy.
You are. You're a very likable guy, but sometimes you can be a jerk.
Just to you, because I have to be.
I don't think that Rich is a jerk. I think that sometimes Rich can be a little... You can be a little arrogant sometimes, but you never intentionally mean to be a jerk.
No,
ever. I don't think
be.
He ever means
no,
to hurt anybody.
No, and nor do...
And I don't mean arrogant in a bad way.
But people set out to be
video,
like that.
I have a job.
Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes to do that job, I have to be forceful.
You have to be tough. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So it has nothing to do with arrogance. Trust me, I am
no,
not...
No, it's tough. You're right. It's tough. You have to be tough.
So here's where the arrogance hits the road. The guy who sits in the middle on Shark Tank, Kevin, whatever his last name is, he comes across as being extraordinarily arrogant. Is that an act? Does Donald Trump come across as being extraordinarily arrogant? Are there some people who are more that way because they try to be, they want to be, or they have to be?
Well, let's talk about the difference between arrogant and tough, because I think Rich brings up a really good point. And I think people would describe Donald Trump as arrogant, yet
yes.
His supporters would describe him as just being tough, a tough negotiator.
My son and I were just, he was doing a homework assignment where he had to describe the difference between arrogance and being humble and modest. And all this stuff. And when the word arrogant came up, he mentioned Donald Trump. And I would say, yes, I would say you could say he's arrogant. But then I explained to him, sometimes you have to be. There's a right place and a right time for a little bit of everything. You should mostly go through life being humble. But every now and then you have to pat yourself on the back and say, I'm really good.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get people to understand that. Right, exactly.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I was just looking at a note that I crafted this morning, and it was almost verbatim what you just said. Thinking about my identity, and this is something that I would turn around to all of you, a great exercise. I'm involved in I get teased because we call it the
Man Cry Group.
Yeah, it's the school for men. Well, it isn't all about man crying, but it's about men being men.
The second reason for the group.
You guys hold hands and sing Barry Manilow.
No, but we talk about...
No, but you know what's funny, Doug?
I'm sorry. I'm
finished making my point.
No, as we sit here and tease you about being part of a men's group, I got an email from one of my buddies or something the other day, and they have a neighborhood men's group. Mm-hmm. What's Paradiso here?
Yeah.
Paradiso. Every Saturday morning, all the guys in the neighborhood get together, and it's called like a men's group. I'm like,
yeah.
What are you guys doing at those men's
groups? Well,
are you standing in a circle?
You see, but they can be men without having to be like that. I think it's more
powerful.
My
men's group is sitting around the bar watching football.
Okay, My men's group is not. My men's group is sitting around talking about love, about power, about freedom, about our identity, about what we make, about our sex life, about family things, all the things that I think are important. And the biggest point that we come away with when we have our weekly sessions that are now back again. We're off for a while as we finish the summer, but now into the fall and the winter, people have more time for this. I do. I didn't have time for it before, but I'm back in it. Because I care about the things that we're talking about here, but I wasn't putting the two of them together until just now. The business about good manners, I think that they are very important, and I have not always been someone who has been, shall we say, well-mannered. I have been sometimes a little, I don't go out of my way to be crude, but I sometimes am. or have been. I can't get away with that with Meredith, nor do I want to, because she wouldn't tolerate the things that I used to be able to, or when I was by myself, let's say, I didn't pay any attention to. Some of it's outward, some of it's inward, but there's a standard by which she lives, and the standard is extraordinarily helpful in making me a better person, as are all these other things that I'm talking about, all the things that have come about in my life, whether it's a result of having met her, whether it's a result of our lives coming together as they did, whether it's a result of me being where I am. There are no accidents. All this stuff, I think, comes together, and it's time. I'm the oldest guy by far in this group. I mean, I'm talking about 20 years. The mainstay of this group are men in their 30s who are just becoming successful into their maybe late 40s, early 50s. And these are people who may have achieved a certain amount of what some describe as success, that is, in their business life, they are successful. But most of them have personal lives that are a complete shamble.
How did this group come together?
This is
like the YMCA.
No, remember I had this guy on the air about when I first started, when I first went into the first round of this.
Yeah.
I had this guy on the air. His name is Rostowski, remember?
Yeah.
Mike Rostowski. He's the one who, over the last 4 years, has put together the ideas that come from his own experience, and he's happy to tell his experience. There was a two-hour video presentation that some of us watched, some of us participated in, whereby he sort of set out the pattern. I even actually sent a copy of it to Meredith to watch. It's really extraordinary how he's taken a life coming from a religious, unbelievably restrictive religious background in which he was completely stifled. His father is Chinese, his mother is English. I think it's the other way around. His father was either Jehovah's Witness or, you know, Seventh Day Adventist, something like that. And then he broke out and he went bananas for 3 or 4 years. Was a HR guy for a big company and didn't like that. And then he found a lot of people coming to him for advice. Guys that he was working with that were his age, that were just completely screwed up. And I think that's part of that may, again, go back to what we're talking about here, the stress and strain on society brought about by the freedoms that we have, that some of us appreciate and some of us abuse. The business about freedom when it comes to this technology that's so much around us, do you realize how rude most of us are when it comes to this technology, using it? It's just incredible how rude. I was in a restaurant.
Texts and emails.
Oh, my God. Shut the hell up. Will you please? I don't care. These people are just loud.
I was just talking about the lack of manners.
Yes.
With digital conversation.
Yeah.
It's all very brief, very to the point, and it gets misconstrued as rude and offensive, and it escalates. Yeah. I've told the story many times where I have a host who was 30 feet away from me, but we get in arguments over email, and then I end up just getting up, walking down the hall, walking into their office, and start laughing.
Yeah.
Because it's just the brevity of all the conversation.
Yeah.
And that you see that in social media and in digital conversation.
Well, but you see, that's the other thing.
And it translates out into the community and into society at large.
One of the things that Meredith also has taught me, I mean, we're teaching each other a lot of things, but she laughs at me when I go into, I used to write her letters that were pages long, and she'd respond with one sentence. summarize it all.
Thanks.
Or she'd say something, you know, I'd have some discussion about something, or I'd go, one night she asked me to ask my men's group about certain things that we were discussing, and I had 4 or 5 really good conversational points, and I put them all in an email to her, summarized them, and sent them to her. Her one-word answer back to me was, interesting.
Which means nothing.
No.
It's not good. It's not bad.
No, it's just interesting. And so when I, yesterday or the day before we were.
Or did she even read your email?
No, no. She Well, sometimes she reads them, but if they're going on forever, she doesn't. I know she doesn't.
Yeah.
You can write a long message. Yeah. So then the other day we were talking about something. And she was laughing because I had attempted to do the Cliff's Notes version, or the Cliff Notes version, whatever, it's Cliff's Notes, I think, Cliff's Note version
Cliff Notes.
Of a story. And she looked at me, she's like, see, you can do it in two sentences. But sometimes I want to emote, and emotion isn't something that often is communicated well, at least in my experience, in short sentences. Although I will tell you that she and others, I mean, sometimes when you tick me off, Richie, there's an emotional attachment to it that comes from a short burst.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think, Jennifer, you and I don't have that same... Jennifer, you're like, in a sense, Meredith doesn't have to say anything sometimes. If I'm looking at her, I can tell by her smile or by the expression on her face or body language what's going on.
Yes.
I don't have to hear a word.
Right.
And you are
like that too.
Very emotive that way as
My
well.
My face tells a million
stories. Yeah, it does. Whereas your father isn't. I got to hear your father explain what it is that's going on. I got to hear the story. And I don't know, but I'm told that I have, when you look at me, my children used to tell me this, I didn't have to say anything. If I was upset about something or if I was concerned about something, it may not have had anything to do with them. It just showed my whole body poured out that emotion or whatever it was that I was trying to communicate. So, to go back to where we were here, the discussion of manners, the discussion of being polite, and the discussion of giving people respect, and maybe maybe I have to retrain myself. I have to relearn my lessons here, because I will tell you my bias is, as I've said, not to respect this kind of authority, because they haven't. There's nothing that I've experienced. I shouldn't say nothing, but there are a few things that I've experienced,
you know,
that give me cause to
it
think
all starts with
this
us.
Is a-okay. But it will start
you
with me.
You started as that. You have a very innocent way about you,
mm-hmm.
and I think you just got burned by hearing all these stories and by covering them every day and by seeing how things have transpired in your neighborhood. And so you have developed that edge towards them. What I think is really sad is that we're not even giving our kids a chance to have that innocence at this point.
Well,
like we're teaching
innocent,
our children not to be respectful right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem.
I'd be interested to see how my daughter and her husband handle Miles when it comes to this sort of thing.
Why I sent my son to cotillion classes.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's really important to me that you be a good, respectful person.
Isn't that a ball? That's like a dancing thing. Isn't
it? But they also teach you etiquette and manners.
You learn a lot.
Right. I did that when I was a kid. We were laughing about it the other day. Meredith went to some finishing person for hers.
I went to a. We got the email that it was even available. We were like, wait,
I know, I didn't even know.
Still around. I went to Miss Mackey's dance class.
Right.
Yeah.
And in dancing was not only taught. We weren't taught how to dance as much as we were taught how to eat.
Right.
I mean, some of the things we still laugh about.
How to pull a chair for a lady.
How to
escort somebody across the room.
How to use the spoon in soup.
Right. The whole thing.
Yeah.
And, it's just, and all the neighbors and I were just like, we laughed at first. And they were like, you know what? I'm in with this.
Yeah. Well, it'll help make life that much easier and better.
And the classes are full.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of need for that. So if people realize there's a lot of need for it, and they'll get it more
in
that, they'll get it more from that environment than they will from you telling them how to do it. You do it the right way at the table or wherever, and they'll pick it up.
Right.
But if you just say it, they're not going to pay any attention. Right. 50, where are we? 49 after the hour on Good Day.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Awesome is the word for Greg Steffen, who is here in Tech Talk Time on Good Day at 53 after the hour. Our focus is, yes, on technology. Greg is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. You might want to pick up a subscription for that. What I want to know is why you want the tech editor for Women's Health. Is Mrs. Steffen the technology editor for Women's Health Magazine?
Oh, no.
No?
No. She's very healthy, but she is not a magazine editor.
Really? So you're very healthy, and you are technically astute. As we will hear in a moment, there's some interesting stuff that you may want to know. If you're familiar with Siri, if you're serious about Siri, you may want to know if you have an Apple, an iPad, an iPhone, an i-this, and an i-that, I guess you're okay. But if you don't, here's what you're up against. That story in a moment on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, let's get to this new information about Siri, who is becoming a little bit of a you know what. Apple Music listeners, listen up to Greg and his explanation as to why you can't get some info that you may be asking Siri about, especially when it comes to music.
Well, I would tell you, Doug, but my licensing agreement with Apple forbids me to answer this question unless you renew your subscription to Apple Music. So I'm just going to sit here quietly. I know the answer. I'm just not going to tell you what it is.
Really? That's so. Let's see if I can find some money here.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now you're all set.
Subscription, all Apple Music subscription, all paid up. So it turns out that now that those 3 month free Apple Music subscriptions are coming to an end, you have got a free three month trial. It's coming to an end. Once it ends, if you ask Siri a music related question like, "What's the name of this song?" or "What are the top songs in the U.S.?" she'll tell you she knows the answer, but she won't give you the actual information. Why? Because you didn't renew your Apple Music subscription and pay up.
Bad.
Well, it is pretty bad. And actually, I want to point out that these voice-driven intelligence services are going to become more and more significant in our lives. Facebook just rolled something out. There's, of course, Google Now. Amazon has the Amazon Echo or Alexa. This is actually voice-driven intelligence like this is going to actually begin to pervade our lives the way the Internet has pervaded our lives. So this is a huge cash potential for Apple and a lot of other companies. Get used to this.
Not
kind of
that
stuff.
They need the money or anything.
Oh, they need the money. They have stockholders.
Yes, they do. Do you see the movie about Jobs?
I haven't seen the new one.
Go see it.
Yeah?
Go see it. It's an interesting movie. Yeah. Okay, there's a site that lets you stream Broadway shows to all of your devices. This got to cost money, though. Is this a Netflix, Hulu sort of thing? What is this?
So it's based on a Netflix or Hulu model. And as you said, it's, you know, if you love Broadway, now you can see
you
the shows.
You love Broadway like I love Broadway.
Oh, and we all love to hear Doug say.
Oh, what a show. I should be on Broadway. Kind of the narrow way.
You should be on Broadway, you know, and if you go and buy a ticket, they'll let you go anywhere you want.
Thank you. All right, so how is this expensive? Is it cheap? What's the story?
Well, it is a on-demand streaming service, so on-demand meaning you're going to pick and choose what you want to see. It's called Broadway HD, and it launches today.
Really?
Yep.
Broadway HD. Microsoft's new flagship U.S. retail store, first one opened in New York City, Fifth Avenue. What do you make of that? Why are they opening stores?
Well, they have been for the last few years, and it's clearly a shot fired at Apple.
Yeah, they have them in the mall where I go. That's right. Right next to the Apple store, as a matter of fact. Greg Stepan here for your information on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.